Mark Levin on Trump indictment, Stalin would be proud, I'm sure Putin is proud. By Jeff Poor on August 15, 2023. Monday, on FNC's Hannity, conservative talker Mark Levin criticized the Fulton County, Georgia indictment against former President Donald Trump. Levin questioned the validity of the charges, noting they were violating the Constitution's Supremacy Clause. Transcript as follows. Well, Stalin would be proud. I'm sure Putin is proud. I'm sure enemies are celebrating, and our allies are appalled at what's going on here. What's happened here is, and Alan hit it pretty well there, Congress is supposed to make all these final decisions. You're not supposed to criminalize the challenging of electors or dual collectors or counting of votes and that sort of thing. These are prosecutors. These are grand juries. The legal system, the judicial system has completely been bastardized in these districts completely. We're going through the motions of justice here, like autocratic regimes. We're going through the motions. We have judges. Most countries don't have grand juries. Grand juries were set up to help defendants. Now, they help prosecutors. These are all Democrat cities going through the motions. The Democrat president, the Democrat attorney general, who's been doing a number of outrageous things, and this is a grave attack on our judicial system, our system of justice and our election system. And this is an attack on the Republican Party. Don't you dare challenge elections, don't you dare send in other electors, don't you dare question machines, don't you dare do a damn thing. Because nobody knows what the rules are in these Democrat cities or these states anymore. It is horrendous. I want to take a little bit of issue with my friend Jonathan Turley. It's not clear in the Constitution whether you can indict a sitting president. In fact, they don't even mention. The reason you cannot indict a sitting president is because both parties have agreed under attorneys general of either party, the Office of Legal Counsel, that we don't indict sitting presidents because it will decapitate the government at the same time the man or woman in that office is trying to defend their liberty, trying to stay out of prison. So in basis of comity and bipartisanship, it's been decided you don't do that to a president. I would find it hard to believe that under Article VI, Paragraph 2 of the Constitution, commonly referred to as the Supremacy Clause, that any serious court like the Supreme Court would say, you know what, in the federal court, the president cannot indict himself. Excuse me, a president can pardon himself. A president cannot be indicted, but that said when local DA, they can. That's not going to fly. The Supremacy Clause established the Constitution and federal law takes precedence over state laws and even state constitutions, and they're not going to allow state DAs or local district attorneys to interfere with the functioning of federal elections, any federal presidency. It's never been tried. But I seriously doubt they're going to let a DA do what the Attorney General of the United States is prohibited from doing. So let's put that on the table in Georgia, New York, number one. Number two, and I think it was Greg who brought this up. The nature of the statutes that they're using are so outlandish and so outrageous, and the way that they're looking for anything to twist any law, to twist any event, to try and take down Trump, rather than leave it to the voters, and the fact that they want these trials immediately during the Republican primary before the election should make it so abundantly clear that everybody what's going on here. The problem is, sorry, Alan, that the Democrat Party has become so radicalized and such a tool of its radical base. They are tonight, most of them, celebrating. They don't come out and say a damn thing about Hunter Biden. They circle the wagons. Joe Biden, they don't even have a curiosity about anything related to Joe Biden, despite the fact there are predicates all over the place for a special counsel and they are excited. They got bragged. They've got this one in Atlanta. They got their hitman in Washington, D.C. He's using the wrong venue for a grand jury. Using the Klan Act, using the Enron laws, they're going to use a RICO statute. Ladies and gentlemen, the people of America, you know what's going on here. This is not justice. Just because you have a judge, just because you have grand juries, just because you have a fake media, that doesn't mean things are going right. You know how many countries have voted for tyranny? People vote for tyranny, and then it's too late. They realize what they've done. You know how many dictators have been elected at the ballot box and how many people who have challenged them have been called enemies of the state and have been thrown in prison? Do you realize that when this is done, that Donald, inaudible, would be facing 1,000 years in prison? 1,000 years. Do you realize how ridiculous this is, and how outrageous it is? Joe Biden going on vacation, the Attorney General of the United States never opens his big mouth. You got people who are self-righteously saying how wonderful the system is, nobody's above the law. Are you kidding me? This is a grave time in American history and, Alan, it's not four bananas. It's full banana, that's what it is. And if they can't figure out how to get this to the Supreme Court in time, which is not a slam dunk, and if the Supreme Court won't take it out, at least put all this mischief until after the election, the damage is forever. That's my opinion. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.